just with some of the test nets and some of the runs that you guys have done, from what I've seen on the YouTube videos, are you guys looking at testing? Because it sounds like your team doesn't even know the capabilities of this particular technology at this stage, because you haven't had access to these supercomputers that can utilize the blockchain and see how powerful it actually is. Is that something that is possible to be tested at all at some stage with, you know, the best computers out there, where you can join them up and run them in series, or I don't know if there's a way to, you know, show off this tech by, you know, running these tests at, you know, with basically supercomputers. Is that something that's possible, or is that, I don't know, is it a silly question, I guess?
Yeah, because while we develop it, we need to understand how to stop it also. so the our own question here, okay, this thing can use to run so many use case, but how do we govern it, and how do we control the network that work for our good purpose? So we don't want to run a network and let our tech leak out, and we don't know how to stop it. And the main thing, in the upcoming month, we may run our small network to host the live streaming technology. And also, we this year we have other thing in our roadmap. But the main thing here, if you look at our roadmap, we have a quarter one in next year that we work on the cybersecurity aspect with checking everything on our network before we really run it on the mainnet. So a long run thing now, and it's just a few months to the mainnet. We don't want to rush, because that we want to do everything carefully with our current workforce, you know. The roadmap is really for a few hundred to 1,000 development team member, but we handle it well with our resource.
Just to add with what Don was saying, is that, you know, one of the basic design principles that when we build the platform is to, you know, run the platform hardware agnostic, right? It could be a commodity hardware all the way to the space servers, which could be your subscriptions and stuff like that. So from an hardware or the platform perspective, we try to more often an independent, so that it can run on any kind of a platform. So that's the basic design that we built from the design itself.
So I think, look, as Sanjeev was trying to explain, the whole point is, with a supercomputer architecture within the network itself, right, within the technology itself, what it allows us to do is use nodes that are not necessarily very high powered, right? They don't need to be. That's also the magic of the tech is. I mean, you don't need massive servers. You don't need a supercomputer to actually run this stuff. In fact, if you look at our stress test, which you can see on our YouTube channel as well, it was decentralized in different countries. We had, you know, regular laptops running this stuff, and that too, not even brand new laptops. These were a few years old, very moderate laptops. And we showed how we were able to run this tech very successfully. And that was the whole point of the stress test. So that part is actually technically already done, right? We could do that at a larger scale as well. But I think you know, these things, just because of the fact that, you know, we knew that it was important, because that's a really good question that you asked, that, you know, does it work and can we demonstrate it? So it has been demonstrated to a significant extent, but when the time comes, we will actually show this, you know, at a larger scale as well.
Look, the only reason I asked that question, to be honest, is just as a point of difference in the marketplace, and that wow factor to say, look what this blockchain is capable of, as a marketing tool, more so than, you know, is actually any going to use it at that particular, you know, at those particular capabilities. It's, you know, like you said, the average person or the average company, you know, they're only going to want to pay for what they need, and it's going to be more than enough at it with a smaller type arrangement with whatever needs. And I think that's already mentioned in your white paper. But yeah, it was more so around the question of, you know, you just want to wow the whole world and say, look, this is what is, you know, this is the potential of this particular blockchain. Mm-hmm. And show it off in some way, more so than anything else, you know?
You're right. That's why, you know, when we say that it's hardware agnostic, if you look at this platform, it can run from as small as your, you know, Arduino kind of IoT devices all the way to your risk-based servers like IBM servers, you know, whatever you call it. So this completely hardware agnostic and runs as light as possible so that anyone can just put a node and run this. That's the basic design.
Yep. Oh, that makes sense. Very interesting. No, it's fantastic. I think it's the fact that, like what you guys have pointed out, that, you know, anyone be able to use it at their desired, you know, speeds and data movement, whatever you want to call it. But it's fit for purpose and everyone's able to use it.